Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's little that hasn't changed about the world of business in the past 4 years. Leaders are now trying to figure out how to apply AI to just about every part of their company and manage hybrid workforces while trying to maintain strong connections. This kind of rapid change adds pressure to leaders at all levels to learn new skills, tools, and ways of working just to keep up, let alone get ahead. Yet, being comfortable as the student gets harder the higher you rise in an organization. So how do you expand your knowledge without appearing uninformed or vulnerable? Here are a few ways leaders can keep learning while avoiding potential pitfalls. Create a safe space for learning. The fundamental problem with learning as an adult, especially more seasoned adults, is you don't want to be seen as learning to crawl and walk in front of other people, says Shefali Salwan, co-founder of business advisory firm CEO.Works, which is a client of my marketing firm. By organizing smaller groups of peers, leaders will be more comfortable asking questions and appearing vulnerable, she says. By creating a culture of learning, leaders can embrace the pursuit of knowledge for themselves and teams. This was true when I worked at Netflix, where co-founder and then CEO Reed Hastings often talked about needing a learning mindset no matter where you sat in the organization. That's one way Netflix has managed to stay ahead of would-be competitors. Part of that approach can be experimentation, such as A/B testing ideas and approaches to measure results. It could also come from creating opportunities to learn from outside experts. When I led marketing and communications at Xerox, our monthly staff meetings and standalone lunch and learns regularly featured outside speakers on a range of topics such as social media, writing, and generating big ideas. Enroll in executive leadership programs. Business schools such as Harvard, Wharton, and others have long offered executive leadership programs that give leaders an opportunity to set aside time to learn among peers at different companies. Today, there also are a growing number of shorter-term certification programs focused on areas such as AI, ESG, and more offered by universities and other organizations. For example, Kellogg, MIT, and even the New School are offering certifications that take 2 months or less. Take online courses. For those seeking more bite-sized learning, Masterclass offers modules such as Business Strategy and Leadership offered by Disney CEO Bob Iger, 13 videos over 2 hours, 10 minutes, and Creativity and Leadership taught by Vogue Editor-in-Chief Anna Winter, 12 videos over 2 hours, 36 minutes. An annual subscription costs $10 a month. LinkedIn Learning also offers tens of thousands of courses on everything from executive presence to generative AI. You can even make a game out of learning new skills. As you advance to new levels, leaders can see their growth and progress in a tangible way, says Salwan. Plus, this type of e-learning can be mobile-friendly, allowing people to use downtime traveling or otherwise to advance their online education via phone or other device. Consider co-mentorship. The idea of co-mentoring or reciprocal mentorship or reverse mentoring, as it's sometimes called, involves pairing people, usually at different levels, so each can learn from the other. It's a trend that has begun over the past decade because it breaks down the hierarchy and creates connections that likely wouldn't exist otherwise. Co-mentorship allows both parties to be both teacher and student, thereby diminishing potential vulnerability. Hire outside experts. Especially given the speed at which a technology like AI can dramatically change the way every function and business works, leaders can learn a lot by hiring outside experts. Not only do outside consultants often speed the adoption of new technology, they can also deepen your understanding of what's possible with the latest tools. The days of technical expert leaders are going away, says Diane Holman, who led learning and development at Raytheon, Capgemini, and other companies before becoming chief people officer at Personify Health. You don't need one person to be everything to everyone, and when teams see leaders modeling these learning behaviors, they're more willing to do the same. Overall, the biggest hurdle for leaders isn't the actual learning, says D'Onofrio, but knowing you need help. When you pretend you know everything and start fooling yourself that way, that's usually the end of you as a leader.
Spoken Layer.